Let me run this by my lawyer is a really helpful phrase to have in your back pocket. Legal Shield has been giving legal peace of mind for over 50 years. They connect you to a vetted law firm in your state for an affordable monthly fee. Want an experienced set of eyes on a contract's fine print, or you finally want to get that will done? Legal Shield has a dedicated group of lawyers who have your back, no matter what the future brings. Sign up today at LegalShield.com/iHeart. PPLSI does not provide legal representation or advice. See a plan for complete terms.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kid's PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hey, Ken, did you know that gold is the only currency that's held its value since the dawn of money?
Well, I did. Thanks to our friends at Legacy Precious Metals, the most trusted name in gold investing.
Investing in gold protects you against inflation and gives you a hedge against stock market volatility.
Don't leave your retirement to chance. Call Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or download your free investor's guide now at buylegacygold.com. That's buylegacygold.com.
This week at Safeway, enjoy big savings with the BOGO sale, where select items throughout the store are buy one, get one free. With this week's BOGO sale, get select meats like Signature Farms 90% lean ground beef or boneless, skinless chicken breasts or thighs, buy one, get one free. Plus, select fresh produce items like 1 pound containers of sweet strawberries or containers of blueberries or buy one, get one free. Safeway, come in and explore and see what other deals you can find.
Hey, everybody's here. Exciting. Yes.
How are you all?
Look at that. A pleasant how are you?
I'm in mourning.
Oh, Ange?
Olivia Newton-John died. That was my high school crush.
And we talked about that one day. I remember you saying that.
Yeah.
You weren't the only person that had a crush on.
I know she had other men, but I'm just saying. For me, it was a one-on-one relationship.
Oh, how did that manifest itself? I must have missed all
the details.
Let me tell you,
the peak point of puberty was her coming out in those tight black pants in Greece. Remember that scene?
You're the one that I want.
Yeah, that scene, that song. All right, that was that's when you found out what you were made of.
Yeah, so, she died. They're not saying yet the cause, but of course she's been battling breast cancer for like 30 years.
Yeah, she had cancer a long time.
Yeah.
And stage 4 cancer for the last 5 years. And she was into that holistic stuff. And I don't know.
Maybe that did some good.
Yeah, maybe that worked for a few years.
Yeah. I saw her in concert. Must have been during one of her remission periods in Las Vegas. What year was that? 6 years ago, maybe?
Yeah, I never got to see her, but she rarely did concerts in recent years.
That's true, right. This was a smaller venue in one of the casinos, but very, very good voice still. I was impressed. I was trying to figure out her age as I listened to her, and I know that she didn't do as many shows because of her health, and I thought, she sounds good.
Yeah.
And she looked good on stage. Yeah. She was 73 years old. Three people. The ghoul pool.
Yeah, and those are really ghouls. When you're betting on Olivia Newton-John, you're a ghoul. In fact, disqualify them.
Wait a minute. You don't have to have your personal rules.
Sure. You don't bet on her demise. That's not right.
Yeah, I forgot.
Other people is different.
She was another one of those Eurovision winners, you know, that European sort of talent show that they have, Eurovision.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Which some people find campy. Other people think it's really cool. I guess she won that in 1974.
Yeah, it launched a lot of careers. I think ABBA won that.
That's right. ABBA won that, too. That's right. That's right.
No, it was that era's version of American Idol, I guess, you know.
Yeah, yeah. They made a movie out of it. It was kind of with Will Ferrell. It was kind of a campy joke movie because they were not serious. They were from Iceland and trying to compete. Yeah, so she passed away at the age of 73. Yeah, and you missed the Vin Scully death last week.
Oh, I know. That was tough, too. This is not a that's good week. You watch large chunks of your life just disappear in a flash.
I know. And I you know, he's a private person. No one said he was ailing, but, 94, it's not like he was young, yeah. But there were no reports that he was fading from any source. So
he was still doing commercials and promotional announcements for the Dodgers because I'd hear them, on the radio during the games, and they were new ones because they were current. There was current stuff in him.
Right. Right.
So.
All right. Well, how was your time off? You're back and ready?
Oh, I saw a lot of cool animals. Went up to Yellowstone.
Oh,
I hope it was. I sent you his videos, didn't you see?
You
didn't
yes,
play the
I did,
video. Right. The bison?
It was very cool.
We were blockaded on one of the roads at Yellowstone by a whole herd of bison.
Oh, it was one of those things where I got that text, but I was in the middle of doing something. I couldn't look at it then.
Oh,
and then
go back and look at it, yeah.
An hour or two later, you forget.
You'll see all these bison butts all lined up. Looked like a Kardashian family photo.
Oh, did you get out and try to pet one?
No, you don't want to do that.
Take a selfie?
No, because there was a story a few weeks ago at Yellowstone, and some stupid woman got out to take a selfie with her and the bison tossed her, and that was it.
Yeah, I think she lived. You know, I tried to find the update on that.
Did she live?
Yeah, they reported first she died. That turned to be not true.
Well, it must have hurt, whatever happened. Yeah, that... And then, black bears. We were right next to our car. We drove by. Oh. And they went walking by us. And we saw wolves. They reintroduced wolves into Yellowstone. Yeah. Some years ago, and we saw people on a hillside with their telescopes, and they could see the wolves from a mile and a half away, and that was really cool. We stopped and we joined them, and we were looking through the telescopes, and they had their iPhones connected to the telescopes, so you could get the video screen and see a larger version. So we did stuff like that. Then we were in Oregon, Crater Lake. The single most beautiful lake I've ever seen in my life. Oh. It is from a volcano that blew its top 7,700 years ago, right? Big boom. And then it collapsed on itself and left a big empty bowl. And then the rain and the snow started falling and it filled up with water. But there's no river that feeds into it or feeds out of it. And there's really no wind inside the crater. So it's very still. Looks like glass. And it's the deepest blue you will ever see in your life. Like, it's an unnatural blue, even though it's very natural. But it's just nothing you've ever seen before. And I knew what was coming. And still, when we walked up this hill and got to the ridge and I saw it for the first time, you went, huh! You gasped. You just had to because it was just so incredibly blue.
Cool.
Yeah. It's like, it's the deepest lake in, I think, North America.
Yeah. Well, if you ever get to New Zealand, that's how a lot of them look.
Yeah.
It's unbelievably picturesque. You don't even think it's real. You know, I'm riding a bike, seeing it from a distance, and you get closer, and the water is so clear and so beautiful and so pristine.
Yeah. It's not the LA River. Yeah,
there's so many American waterways that are ruined.
It's not a river of brown.
No. Not even close.
Yeah. I like being out in the open West. I really do.
Yeah, Yellowstone, I guess, recovered from all the rains? Is that?
No. The northern part of the park, the entrances are closed. The hotels are closed. And that's where we went. We approached from the south, but we went as far north as we could go, and there's hardly anybody around, so it was really nice. All the roads got wiped out. It's going to take them years to rebuild.
Wow.
Because they had such massive flooding in June. And
why can't we have that rain?
Huh? I don't know. They never had rain like that before.
No. Crazy. Don't you know it's climate change?
Yeah, I heard.
It's now worked its way into every conversation about weather that occurs.
I know. It's horrifically annoying.
And it's become, now it's just a given.
Yeah.
Whenever there is some sort of, like Kentucky got heavy rains, there it is, climate change.
I know.
But we got some fires, there it is, climate change. We got some drought,
everything
there it is,
that was
change.
Part of the normal rhythm of life.
Vin Scully passes away, there it is, climate change.
Climate change, yes. He overheated.
Just a horrible thing. In fact, we're going to be talking about that later on, that big fire that burnt up in Northern California and Southern Oregon. There's some talk about blaming the federal government there for not doing enough to clear the land, or as, what is it, Trump used to say, rake the floor, rake up the leaves on the floor and stuff.
You know, he had a point there, though.
Yeah, it turns out you have to do that stuff. We're going to have a congressman on at 4 o'clock. That's the fire that struck up in Northern California and Southern Oregon that took several people's lives. That thing really, I think, is still burning. But there is more and more discussion about what they could have done to prevent that from happening. All right, closing the home. When we come back, the L.A. City Council punted. But we got to talk about this because this is an early no vote for 2024. And that is going to force hotels in Los Angeles to rent out their vacant hotel rooms to homeless people.
Force them.
Force them. All right, we'll get to that coming up.
Never stay in a hotel again. John and Ken, KFI.
All right, well, looks like it's an idea that was so bad, the L.A. City Council decided to punt and send it to the voters. They could have voted.
Too much for them. What does it say when it's too much for them?
But because it's backed by a big union, you know, they don't want to say no. Besides, they had gathered enough signatures to put it before the voters. But the L.A. City Council could have possibly voted for this. It's going to require hotels in Los Angeles to rent vacant rooms to homeless people. Require.
How does that work? They're going to be forced to give up a certain number of their rooms?
No. Under the proposal, they'll have to regularly report the number of vacant rooms they have to the city's housing department. So in other words, they get bookings in advance and they can see weeks ahead what their room run is going to be like.
And then the city will say, okay, we'll pay for those excess rooms that you have, and you can't discriminate against the homeless. See, they're going to turn homelessness into some kind of civil right.
Yeah.
They're going to use the civil rights pattern, you know, of the last 60 years and now declare homelessness a civil right, and that you as a business can't turn away someone simply because, you know, they're stinking filthy.
Does that include, like, the high-end hotels in L.A., or I guess it does. I don't think you get an exception to this. If you're a hotel,
no,
you're a hotel.
No, can you? Well, yeah, because
can you imagine going to the Ritz-Carlton downtown and get on the elevator with a vagrant?
You don't go to the Ritz-Carlton anymore.
Well, you can go to any L.A. hotel.
I wouldn't go to
vacancy.
Yeah.
They're all going to be like that.
Yeah, this is going to be great for tourism. Can you imagine? Other states are going to use California and say, hey, if you go to California on your vacation, here's what you might end up running into at the hotel, but not here in Florida.
Yeah.
This is as insane. This, though, has a real whiff of the Soviet Union, because it's the state commandeering private property, commandeering corporate property, and saying, hey, we're going to take over some of your property if you're not using it in the way we think you should be using it.
Yeah, the difference is during the pandemic, the hotels volunteered. Remember when Mike Bonin got all worked up and he thought that some of the higher-end hotels should be involved in this program? They haven't stepped up to volunteer their rooms. So this time it's not. It's going to be compulsory.
Yeah.
You have to report your open rooms, and then they set a fair market rate, and then they could send homeless people with vouchers to your door.
Is that even constitutional? Let's take it out of the corporate world, right? Let's take it just a guy who owns a chain of motels, right? The government can say you must take these people in, even though it clearly is going to be damaging to the business, right? I mean, if I'm driving up to a roadside hotel or motel and I see a bunch of homeless people in the parking lot smoking meth and dropping their pants, well, I'm not going to stay here tonight.
I mean, you know, they don't want anyone to say anything negative or critical of homeless people, but you're going to have to be blunt here. I'm not staying in a motel when the guy next door is smoking crack all night and screaming. You know, that's not civilized. And then you're going to put these people out of business. And the corporations are going to put up with this? Seriously? Are the corporations not bribing enough these days?
They're going to spend a lot of money to beat this. It's something called Unite Here Local 11, described as a hospitality worker union.
How does that help them?
They actually gathered enough signatures to put it before the voters.
A hospitality.
So they went to the council and said, if you don't enact this, we'll take it to the voters. And the council said, we're going to let you do that because we don't want to.
How does this benefit?
Even our city council didn't approve this.
How does this benefit unions, though? This is going to cost people jobs. Businesses are going to go out of business.
Oh, I see. That could be the case. Yeah.
I
don't know why the unions are backing this.
I could see these destructive, anarchist homeless organizations being behind this because they're trying to just ruin civilized America. That's their agenda. So I understand their goal here. But I don't understand why anybody else would join this.
Now, this isn't on the ballot till 2024. They don't even have funding for it. Although they think that they can get the usual crowd of state and federal dollars. And, they even think that private, the homeless industrial complex nonprofits might step up. And
they'll get funding to buy the hotel rooms because there's billions of dollars floating down that river. Right. But I cannot believe that this is ultimately going to fly. It's just impossible to believe. Because who would stay in any of these places? Mm-hmm. I mean, the whole county is in an uproar. There's 94% of the county, 94% of L.A. County has said homelessness is the number one issue. How the hell are you going to sell that to people?
Hotel owners spoke, something called the Northeast Los Angeles Hotel Owners Association. This guy runs something called the Welcome Inn in Eagle Rock. And he said, under Project Room Key, it was voluntary participation. And we had some kind of services that were there to maybe get these people into permanent housing. But they don't have any of that.
But
just you report you have a vacant room and you might have a homeless guy show up with a voucher the next day or later.
You're on vacation with your family from the Midwest. You're going to go to a hotel with your wife and daughters when there's weirdo homeless guys? God knows their sexual issues, their criminal records, their drug addictions, their mental illness, their schizophrenia. You're going to let them be hanging out in the parking lot?
I didn't even think of this. There's some that are saying they're going to have a tough time getting insurance now, the hotels, because some of the tenants could cause damage.
Yes, exactly. They're going to set fires in their rooms.
And just whatever else when they're on drugs.
There's like 25 homeless encampment fires a day here in L.A.
Yeah.
That of all the stupid ideas, that this one's in the Hall of Fame. This is like,
yeah. Well, they didn't have a choice because these people collected the signatures, so it's not the council. The council did not vote for this outright and said, "All right, you got your signatures. You go to the voters."
I just wonder, we're
not going to make a decision on this.
What kind of a dishonest campaign are they going to create? Because there have been a lot of dishonest referendum campaigns in California, which is why a lot of bad, bad ideas passed. Prop 47, Prop 57, various taxes that they claim are going to go for fighting wildfires, and they go for nothing of the sort. There's a lot of dishonest commercials. There are a lot of politicians who lie in promoting these campaigns. So what's going to be the big lie that they're going to repeat using union money? A million times on television. And most people go, "I don't know. I saw a commercial for it. It seemed like a good idea."
Well.
They'll set aside 1% of the money to save the salmon in Northern California, right? And then all the commercials will be Proposition 72, save the salmon. Vote yes. when 99% of the money is going to go to commandeer hotel rooms for the homeless and destroy the tourism economy in L.A. Oh, that'll do it. You know, everybody lives in a bubble here. You spend, because, you know, I've gone out on a vacation twice now this summer, once to Florida for a week and a half and once out to Oregon and Wyoming. It is not like this anywhere else. It is not. And it just hits you every day. It's like, oh, wow, this is different than California. Oh, they don't have this here. And it's all the crazy stuff. It's all the nutty stuff. It doesn't exist in the other states.
Not even in Oregon, huh?
Oregon has a couple of weird quirks. They don't hand out they charge, I think, 50 cents for a plastic bag. In that case, they're worse. So most of the places don't even hand out plastic bags because nobody wants to pay the 50 cents. So they give you a paper bag and the whole thing collapses. I went to a convenience store. I got 6 bottles of water and iced tea. Took 3 steps outside the door. The whole thing collapsed and the iced tea and the water bottles went flying all over the place. And one of the clerks came over and he acted as if this happens every day. He goes, I'll go in and get you 2 bags for you. And he's picking them up for me. And he just had, there was this sense of, this is just another day. Everybody walks out of the store and the bag explodes. So they had that stupid little quirk. It's like, just give me a plastic bag. There's a reason they exist.
It's funny, the people they talked to in this El Segundo Times story on this proposal were like union people who are also hotel workers claiming that they're on the cusp of eviction themselves. So, you know, they may need these hotel rooms for themselves.
So...
Bambian Taft. Bambian. That's quite a name. Hotel minibar attendant and former housekeeper. Even as a union member with a good paying job, I was recently homeless due to the housing crisis in our city.
Maybe you need to move to another city. You're actually going to end up putting tens of thousands of homeless people into hotels because you are living in a city that you can't afford. Really? Go take a drive down the highway. I was in a lot of towns. Everything's much cheaper. Just go to these other towns. Everything costs a lot less money than here. It's a big country out there. Most of the country's empty.
All right, we got more coming up.
Jeez. John and Ken, KFI.
All right, well, late last week, and we were both not on the air, there were fiery crashes that dominated the news here locally. There's been a development this afternoon in one of them. This nurse, her name is Nicole Linton. 37 years old. This is the one that was driving about 90 miles an hour when she ran a red light and slammed into traffic in front of her in the neighborhood called Windsor Hills. This is La Brea and Slauson Avenue. I watched this video over the weekend, and it's just surveillance video from the street corner there. Unbelievable. Just the way that car just smashes in and just knocks those other cars. They burst into flames. 6 people were killed, including a little boy who was almost 1 year old at the time he was killed. The announcement was made this afternoon by the LA County DA. Do you know who that is, John? George Gascon, he's still there. That she's going to be charged with 6 counts of murder, 5 counts of gross vehicular manslaughter. She was hospitalized, but was released over the weekend to police custody. And her bail has been increased from $2 million to $9 million. The word is that if she's convicted on all the charges, her potential sentence is 90 years to life. Of course, we're dealing with a justice system that we don't trust anymore. So we don't know when we're reading these things if we believe these things, because... this is the initial word.
You think killing 6 people would back Gascon into a corner, though?
Yes. And the only information we got, and there's pictures that the Daily Mail got from some people that were at the scene. This reminds me of so many other awful crashes where the drunk person barely gets hurt. She's sitting there on a curb, and she just looks like she's just got an injured hand. Described as a traveling nurse from Texas. Linton is 37 years old and apparently had quite a number of social media, what would I call them, glamour posts?
Oh, of course.
That they dug up here. Yep.
Yeah.
Everybody selfies. Thinks she's wearing nice clothing, smiling.
Everybody thinks they're a supermodel and has to show it off.
Someone who said that her friend said that she probably did drink too much and she was having
you think?
A fight with her boyfriend.
Yeah. 100 miles an hour in a 35 zone.
Right. She gets really worked up, so emotionally charged over what happened that she's not paying any attention how fast she's going.
And not a teenager either. She's 37.
She's
37, drunk, fighting with her boyfriend. Yeah. But some people just never, they never mature at all. They're like trapped being a crazy emotional 16-year-old.
Yeah, I've sat at stoplights sometimes and wondered if some crazy person is going to just plow me from behind because it's the way people. But of course, this already led to articles over the weekend, and you could have guessed it, that, oh, there's too much traffic and people drive too fast. It started with the pandemic and people are driving too fast and people are dying, ah, blah, blah. Here come the road diets, right?
Well, the thing is, that won't stop somebody like her. She's drunk. She was drunk and angry.
Yeah, I know. This is like 2 in the afternoon, too.
There is no law you can pass. Everything she did is already against the law. There's not another law that you can pass.
No, I mean, even if they reduced the speed limit and reduced the road width.
Well, she was going 100. There was a speed limit. It was 35. If you made it 25, she was still going 100.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know where she got overserved. But, you know, you could end up doing that at home, too. There's nothing you can do about these things, unfortunately. There just isn't. It's
No, I know.
Terribly tragic and random.
The other fiery crash, of course, involved the actress Anne Heche.
Oh, man, another one.
That happened
on
Friday.
What a Looney Tune she is, huh?
To me, she dropped out of sight. I didn't know what she'd been doing. I hadn't heard her name in years that I could think
of. Well, she got famous for dating Ellen DeGeneres.
Right.
On the days she was dating women. Right. And then she switched back to men.
Wow. Yeah, she's only 53. I would have thought she was older because that seems like 30 years ago, but maybe that was more like 20 years ago.
Well, no. She had been 30 years ago, she won an Emmy.
Oh, all right. She was young at the time.
She's just been around a long time.
Yeah. So she's driving around in her Mini Cooper, and reports are, yes, she was probably drinking as well. In fact, they just took blood from her to test her. But, of course, this happened Friday. If they just did it over the weekend, I don't know how good that does. But
I read a story about her, is that she's been her entire life battling all sorts of demons, claiming she was sexually abused by her father for a long time when she was young.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so, and I think two of her siblings have already died. One of them committed suicide, so I think it was a really horrific family situation, and apparently the demons are still swirling around in her. And what happens with these people is they get so crazy, they don't think about, they might end up taking other people out with them. I mean, she easily could have blown up the house that she crashed into. In fact, the house caught fire.
Yeah, apparently that woman's house, they're doing a fundraiser for her.
Yeah.
The house really got destroyed. She sent all of her personal stuff.
This is another thing. What are you going to do about this? You got crazy people out of control, and they get in cars, and they're drunk or drugged up, and they're driving 100 miles an hour, and they plow into your car, or they plow into your house. There's nothing you can do. The people are out of their minds.
She supposedly, just like the first one we talked about, was having a bad day. I heard that about both stories. Just having a really bad day. She apparently.
Did you ever have a bad day where you crashed your car at 100 miles an hour and killed 6 people?
And
how bad was your day before you did that? What exactly happened?
Did you have a fight with your boyfriend?
Can you imagine if people crashed their cars doing 100 after every fight with the boyfriend, every fight with the wife or husband? We'd all be dead. There'd be nothing but wreckage all over the roadways. Like that's supposed to excuse it.
I had a bad day. She had some burns that they took her into the hospital for treatment. We don't really know her condition, but what also got attention over the weekend was celebrities, including Alec Baldwin.
Like he hasn't done enough?
Everybody to wish her well.
Okay, so this guy killed somebody a few months ago and is now asking to support his friend who nearly blew up somebody's house.
Yeah.
I mean, they really are a narcissistic entitled class, aren't they? The Hollywood actors and actresses. Even if they kill people, even if they burn down people's homes, We're still required to give them thoughts and prayers. That's just... Yeah, here's what Alec Baldwin said in a Instagram video. Oh, my God. And they got to put all this crap on Instagram. Anne is an old pal of mine. There's not a lot of women I've worked with that are brave in the way that Anne is brave. You act for a living. What is it about this being brave? I read this all the time. Actors saying, oh, she's so brave. He is so brave. You're standing there reading memorized lines. You have lunch made for you. Somebody does your hair and makeup. You have your own private trailer. You're put up in a beautiful hotel. You have a car come and fetch you every day. You're given anything, any obsession you want. You want cocaine, they give it to you. You want roses, they give it to you. You want candy bars, they give it to you. Whatever your thing is, right? And then you stand there and you pretend you're someone else for 10 minutes and you read lines that you memorized, or if you didn't memorize it, they have it on a teleprompter or a cue card or something.
It's very stressful.
Can you imagine spending the day pretending you're somebody else and just saying lines? Oh, she's so brave. No, the people who ran into her car and pulled out her half-burned body, those people are brave. Oh, God. There's got to be some word beyond narcissism. There's something here. I don't know how to describe this sort of thing. No, I'm not going to send my thoughts and prayers and support and love. No. She almost blew up somebody's house because she was having a bad day.
Wow. Serious. A lot of bad days going around.
A lot of bad days. You know, I'm having a bad day. Going to go crash my car into a pole.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken, KFI.
All right, coming up after 3 o'clock, the continuing war between the governors of Texas and Arizona and the politicians in Washington, D.C., and now in New York with the migrants that have been shipped to those cities, Washington, D.C., and now New York City. The mayor there just calls the whole thing horrific. We'll talk about it coming up after the news at 3 o'clock on the John and Ken Show. Well, another downside of the whole COVID pandemic period, we had talked about this a few weeks ago, that the shelters were, LA shelters were overwhelmed with dogs, and I guess cats too, but they really accented the dog problem that people need to adopt all these animals, because what happened was during the lockdown, everyone decided, oh, it's a good time to get a pet. I'm at home and I've always wanted a pet. Now I can care for it. And as life returned to normal, they were no longer interested in taking care of a dog. But the story that popped up over the weekend is in many ways even more concerning, because a lot of people don't have this particular creature, but a lot of people did pick up this creature during the pandemic, and that is the bunny rabbit. And the problem with the bunny rabbit is that, holy mackerel, they can reproduce quickly. And apparently a number of people that took in rabbits either procrastinated or didn't get around to getting the animal fixed, which apparently can cost up to $1,200. So they...
Oh, I wouldn't pay $1,200 to get a bunny fixed.
Well, that's exactly how a lot of people felt. So
why does it cost $1,200? You just do the chop chop.
The bunnies multiplied.
Come on.
That's what they think happened.
You can't do that at home.
Because the bunny rabbit rescue organizations are profiled in a story here that they have been overrun with people just returning rabbits. Well, at least if you don't want the rabbit, you take it to a shelter rather than just throw it out in the woods.
Do they return it, the whole litter?
Yeah, I think in some cases they do. They return everything.
Okay, so they took one from the shelter and brought back 12.
Could have happened.
Yeah.
No, some of them didn't get them from a shelter. They got them from like a breeder. They wanted to get themselves a special rabbit.
Do you need a special breeder? I think
if you get the rabbit from a shelter, it might be fixed.
I think the rabbits have that breeding part down. I don't think you need a professional.
I think any animal that you get from a shelter comes out fixed.
Yeah, the story says they got them from breeders. They didn't get them from a shelter. And
wouldn't be fixed.
So the breeders sell unfixed bunnies?
Yeah, they're not gonna pay for it.
And see, some people want unfixed bunnies because they
to watch?
Well, they like the idea of having a whole animal and possibly, yeah, they're being baby bunnies. Sure. But they don't realize don't, how fast this can happen.
Don't they reproduce every couple of months?
They have a gestation period that can be as low as 28 days.
Okay, so every month, and I bet you those litters are big.
It averages about 30 days is all it takes.
Right.
From bunny conception right. to bunny delivery.
So one hot summer, you could end up with 50 bunnies.
Yes. And that's why
unfixed.
This one's
And then you get the inbreeding because the bunny brothers start going after the bunny sisters. And
yeah,
And you start getting three-eared bunnies.
I don't know. I've never understood the bunny thing because while they're cute, they're just inert.
Yeah, they don't do much.
They don't do much. It says here they actually should not be kept in a cage, and they need a certain amount of space.
Do you realize that just how many people are just flat-out idiots?
They buy
unfixed bunnies. They don't have cages. They don't have the space. Then the bunnies start breeding, and they got 50 bunnies running around their property. And they don't care.
And then they gather them all up and bring them to the shelter.
Right. And what's the shelter going to do with them? There's this long waiting list of bunny owners.
Well, the first thing the shelter does is they do spay and neuter them. And then they try to adopt them out.
That's
an average year, one of the groups rescues 1,000 bunnies. But this year, they're past 1,500 already.
Yeah. I mean, it just seems like it's a losing... It's just you can't keep up with the math.
Yeah, no. Yeah, it says here a lot of them do this on a whim and they don't realize that getting them fixed can cost up to $1,200.
$1,200?
Then get them from a shelter. Then get them from any other place. Then
are these purebred bunnies?
People have a special diet too.
Oh, this is way too much for the average schlub. Who does this? I mean,
someone called and said, I have 40 rabbits at my house. And that's not an unusual call. We get that.
Are these batty old people who get these bunnies? I mean, I don't know anybody in my life who would collect bunnies from the shelter and just let them breed wildly. Maybe Deborah would do that.
Not getting them from the shelter.
Well, shelter, breeder, what is it? Either one.
People that have allergies to cats or dogs, I presume, will get a bunny. Right, if their kids want an animal and they can't have a dog or a cat, bunnies are very sweet.
Yeah, but they're boring. I'm with Ken. They don't do anything.
No, I've never had one, but I'm just saying, if I couldn't have a dog, I never could have a cat because I'm allergic to cats. If I couldn't have a dog, I mean, for a while my daughter was allergic to dogs as well, so I got a bird so that we could have a pet in the family.
One of the shelter workers describes a bunny as, in terms of its habits and life, it's a mix of a dog, a cat, and a horse. They can be loving like a dog and give you kisses, but they have the same digestive system as a horse. 80% of their diet is hay.
Oh.
Yeah. And then people like to cuddle with them like cats. So they kind of have all qualities of all different.
I've never seen anyone cuddle with a bunny.
Oh, I have.
You've cuddled with a bunny?
Yeah, actually, a couple of my friends had bunnies for their kids. They're very sweet. They are.
All right.
Did you ever have rabbit?
Rabbit dinner?
God, no.
Oh, I have. It's pretty good.
Actually,
rabbit's on a lot of menus. Yeah.
Somebody tricked me, you guys, and they told me it was chicken. This is way before my vegetarian vegan days. And they said it was chicken, and then after I ate it, they said it was rabbit.
See, if I could, I'd play pranks on you like that
Not
all the time.
Not cool.
Yeah. I mean, every week. It's, hey, try this.
You should come in with a dish you say is vegan.
No, I had bunny. And, I think in South America, they serve rabbit. And they also serve guinea pigs, too.
Oh, God.
At the restaurants. It's a mainstream entree.
They do, yeah. Peru has guinea pigs.
Yeah, Peru has guinea pigs.
Yeah.
I think I had one there.
All right, we got more coming up.
John and Ken Show, Deborah Marquez News, KFI AM 640. It's never been more important to diversify your financial portfolio.
Well, that's right. The S&P is down 20% from the last year, and this year looks even worse.
Gold and precious metals offer a hedge against inflation and stock market volatility. And Legacy Precious Metals is the company Ken and I trust.
Protect your retirement account by rolling it into a gold-backed IRA or have metals shipped directly to your door.
Call our friends at Legacy Precious Metals today at 866-691-2173.
Or visit buylegacygold.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and I was on a flight the other day playing one of my favorite social spin slot games on chumbacasino.com. I looked over at the person sitting next to me, and you know what they were doing?
they're also playing Chumba Casino. Coincidence? I think not. Everybody's loving having fun with it. Chumba Casino is home to hundreds of casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere, even at 30,000 feet. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com to claim your free welcome bonus. That's chumbacasino.com and live the Chumba life.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Bissell Pluma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th. Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.
Zero Foxtrot isn't just a brand. It's a way of life. Founded and operated by veterans, Zero Foxtrot's unique apparel and gear echoes the grit of the warrior culture. Zero Foxtrot dedicates itself to producing content, honoring the sacrifices of forgotten heroes of the past, and connecting history to the present. Embark on a journey with Zero Foxtrot today at ZeroFoxtrot.com. It's not merely our products. It's about the ethos that we embody. Rugged, resilient, and timeless.